Welcome to Golf Talk Live. This award-winning weekly radio program provides you with all the information you need about private and public golf courses, special features, and interviews with the men and women, both players and executives, who impact golf across the tri-state region and the country. And now, here are your hosts, Alan Depew and Tony Leodora.
And welcome to Golf Talk Live. I am Alan Depew. I am joined by the number one producer in golf radio, Eddie Chiesa.
Alan, are you sure about that?
I'm pretty definitive on that. Yeah, absolutely. Keeping us on the air behind the glass, Walt Cooper. And joining us in a moment or two, the man, the myth, the legend, our version of Where's Waldo, Tony Leodora, because he's been on the road again. I guess that's why he is the traveling golfer.
All right, Alan. Well, I think we should bring him in. But first, how was your outing last week?
Well, yeah, let's catch up. I haven't seen you in like a week, Eddie. How you been?
I've been good. I'm about to run an outing of my own.
Well, and that is going to be actually a topic of conversation this week. But thank you for asking about the Caden's Corner golf outing. Huge success. A lot of celebrities. Sold out field. Mayfield Highlands did a really great job coordinating the event for us. If you want to hear about the show, it is on our podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. And now, by the way, radio.com.
Boom.
Is now carrying us as well. So little shameless plug in there for that. But thanks for asking, Eddie. How you been?
Yes, sir. Good. I'm excited to play golf here at Lulu Country Club. This is our first year for the Hunter outing in the new clubhouse. Great. The food's always been great. The course is obviously amazing. But the golfers get to enjoy the new clubhouse this year as well.
And you know who knows something about charity golf outings? Tony Leodora.
What do you say, Alan and Eddie? A wonderful weekend to you all. And I've been in attendance and have run many, many charity golf outings over the years. And I was sorry to see so many of them that got canceled this year during the year of the China virus pandemic. So many charities took a real hit in the chops this year. But I'm glad to see that yours got underway and was successful last week, and hopefully Monday's Hunter soccer outing at Lulu Country Club will be another real successful day. And I like celebrating the things that are happening, one of which, by the way, speaking of a little bit of a plug, Saturday, November 7th, the start of the Golf Talk Live Winter Invitational Series at Play Around Golf in Malvern. This is like the 10th year of this, believe it or not. We get together on a number of Saturdays throughout the winter, right after the broadcasts of the radio show. We have nine-hole Better Ball partners. We have all kinds of prizes. We have great guys who've now become so good friends that last year they actually went on a big trip with us to Myrtle Beach for a golf and basketball trip where we played golf in the morning and then watched a Myrtle Beach Classic College Basketball Invitational Tournament at night with the likes of Villanova and Baylor and Coastal Carolina and a number of other really good teams. So these are the things that have come out of it. We look forward to spending time again with Steve Graves and Steve Graves Jr. at Play Around Golf.
Absolutely. And Tony, I just got two comments. One is, I was beginning to think I was going to have to put out an APB on you because I hadn't seen you in so long. And secondly, can you believe it's already time to do the winter series again? 2020 has been a blur.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, let me just underscore again, we are having it.
Absolutely.
Like I said, we're celebrating the things we are doing. Believe me, I hear it from people over. I just finished a 15-day trip to three television shows in St. Augustine, Williamsburg, Virginia, the great Kingsmill Resort, and then down at where we did a radio show from, and then down to Myrtle Beach again. And that's all I'm hearing from everybody is they want to get out and do things. They want to get out and go to work. The restaurant people were so happy to be back in work. And then we have these little panic issues that come back every once in a while. We just heard today that the 2021 PGA merchandise show in Orlando, well, they're trying to say it's going to be held, but it's going to be held virtually. So instead of walking around the booths and meeting the people and seeing all the new product, you're supposed to go online and check out all the different manufacturers in their factories. They're showing this product or that product, and I predict a colossal failure on that one. And the other thing is the U.S. Women's Open, which is not until December, and in Texas. I mean, they're having fans in the stands for football games and baseball games and college football games. They just announced that the Women's Open, no spectators.
Correct.
Come on. You know, this set me off this week. Tom Boswell, a great sports writer for the Washington Post, covered 45 consecutive World Series. Sat next to me in the press box in a couple of them, as a matter of fact. He wrote a big column this week about how he would not be covering the World Series for the first time in 45 years, saying a 72-year-old man is not going to put himself in that situation to cover the games. And, you know, so he was not doing it. And he wrote an entire thing celebrating the fact that he is not going to work. Now, should we watch or should we listen to or read similar missives from all the people at the Walmarts who work in there or work in the Burger Kings or you or me who run to work every stinking day through all of this or Eddie?
I'll tell you what. I was at work every single day since the shutdown began back in March, and I applaud all those people that are getting up every day and going off to keep America rolling along.
All I say to Tom Boswell is, Tom, you've been a great writer and enjoyed your writing for years, but this column stunk. We are Americans. We do not celebrate what we don't do. We celebrate what we do. Remember that.
What we are going to do and what we are doing now, and as we talked about at length last week, we're going to touch on it again a little bit again this week, is we're back to playing charity golf events. Many of these that were canceled in the spring, postponed, repositioned at golf courses. I know I did it a lot at Eagle Ridge. We heard from Mike Atera of Spirit Golf last week about at Makefield Highlands and the Cadence Corner golf outing. We literally put that together in 4 weeks. There's another great one coming up. It is the Hunter Soccer longtime event, and that is taking place at Lulu Country Club, and I celebrate Hunter Soccer for having that event. How about you, Tony?
I agree with you 1,000%. Again, in America, we celebrate what we do, and you guys who worked on those tournaments and all the people who worked on these charity outings, you find a way. You don't make excuses for not doing it. You find a way. I know we've got to go to the Pro Golf Report soon, and when we do, I'll take a sedative, come down off the ceiling, and hopefully we get through the rest of the show, okay?
That sounds great, and we are going to go to the Pro Golf Report. The Pro Golf Report is brought to you by Kutztown Auto and Turnpike Chevrolet. Eddie. A lot of action and underlying story on the professional tours this week. The Champions Tour is off. While the ladies are down at the Drive On Championship at Reynolds Plantation, Lake Oconee, they are playing the Nicholas Redesign Golf Course. And taking a look at the leaderboard, Allie McDonald sitting atop by herself at minus 10. Bianca Pagdanian at minus 9. And here is an interesting story, folks. Danielle Kang continues her strong play this year. She sits in a tied for second, also at minus 9. A notable Mel Reed, the feel-good story, the ShopRite Classic winner. She is at minus 7, only 3 shots back going into the weekend. On the professional men's circuit, the Zozo Championship. Normally played in Japan, due to logistics, travel schedules, COVID-19, this year it is being played at a familiar site, Sherwood Country Club, out in Thousand Oaks, California. And look, the underlying story here is one thing and one thing only, and that is Tiger Woods, last year's champion, defending this year, seeking win number 83. He has had a questionable first round, came back in the second round, bounced back nicely, was sitting at minus 6, minus 2 overall, but he is way down the leaderboard, folks. Justin Thomas, minus 14, sitting atop the leaderboard. Minus 13 is Dylan Fratelli. He is tied with Lando Griffith. Then you got a couple of interesting guys at minus 12. Patrick Cantlay and Scott Scheffler, both sitting at minus 12. This is an action-packed field You've got 20 people within four shots of the lead. And what I find really interesting is Jason Kokrak, last week's big winner. He is at minus 10, but he fired a minus 7 this weekend, or excuse me, on Friday, to move well up the leaderboard. I guess he is dusted off the jubilation of winning last week for the first time and is in the hunt once again. As I said, other notable news that is going on within the professional circuits, Adam Scott. He unfortunately joins Dustin Johnson as one of the top tour players in the world, who has just identified himself as being positive with COVID-19. He withdrew from the tournament early this week. We wish him well, obviously. And the last thing is something that actually was posted late Friday to Bryson DeChambeau's Instagram story. If you have not seen it, hop over there and take a look. He carried it 403 yards on a TrackMan. 403, folks. And as he captioned the story, it says, this was without the 48-inch driver. First time ever carrying over 400 yards. How much further are these guys going to hit the golf ball? Crazy. Anyway, there is your Pro Golf Report. If you'd like to catch up on all the action, join us on our podcast. We've talked about this in the past. Our podcast, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and now, proudly, we can say we're on radio.com. We air what we call the Golf Talk Live 19th hole, where we have some new personalities. We join together, chat a little golf, recap the weekend, talk a few statistics about what was important in each tour's victories that particular week. Again, Apple, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, and now radio.com. Check out our podcasts. Every Monday evening, we release a new show. That is your Pro Golf Report. We're going to just take a step away to take a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
And now it's time for our monthly feature, the Putting Corner.
Bowling, this calls for the old Billy Baru. To be. Don't let me down, Billy.
The Putting Corner, where golfers learn that some players drive for show, but the winners putt for dough.
Well, folks, we're back in the Putting Corner, and back in the Putting Corner with our man, Dave Hamilton. He is the inventor and co-founder of the Putting Arc, the number one training aid in the golf world as far as the putting end of it goes. And we're going to be talking putting this month because, well, we're at a time of year where it just seems to be even more critical. Those of you in the Northeast know that bent grass greens get lightning fast in the fall. And that means that you better have a putting stroke that you trust. And there are also some special characteristics down south, too. So let's bring Dave in right now. Dave, good morning, and great to talk to you again.
Good morning, Tony. Good to talk to you.
And you are based.
Always a pleasure.
It is great to talk to you. You're based, of course, for our listeners in Mississippi. I know your home course, Old Waverly, is one of the great private country clubs in the entire country. And then they have their sister course across the street, Mossy Oak. Wonderful place, folks. You ever want to get down there, you check them out. Check out our sister show, Traveling Golfer. You can see the show we did from there and find out how you can get access to this amazing private country club. But Dave, starting with greens up north, the bent grass greens are so slick at this time of the year. And as I said, you better have a putting stroke you can trust. Isn't that the number one benefit of using the putting arc?
That and the fact that you can work on it at home and develop a putting stroke that you don't have to go to the golf course every day, and you can get something you can count on. Yeah, it's not just the bent grass. All these other, the other grasses that we're going to talk about are, you know, when they go dormant, they're just as fast in the winter. So yeah, it's in the South, even in the South, when you play the dormant grass, that you get some pretty fast greens. And the bent grasses, some of those old-timey courses with the fast greens, are very, very severe putting challenges.
Yeah. Speaking of the South, there has been a huge trend recently to regrass the greens at so many of the courses. We have just visited course after course that has gone through a regrassing, getting rid of old, outdated types of grass like Tiff Dwarf and those different Bermudas, and of course the even older strains of Bermuda grass that are very grainy. And they're using things like Tiff Eagle, which, if I'm correct, that's what you have at Old Waverly, which is a hybrid Bermuda that really has very little grain, isn't that correct?
Yes, it has some grain. You can see it when they cut the hole, but it doesn't affect the putt. And Waverly has the Champion, and Mossy Oaks has the Tiff Eagle. So, if they visit and see your show and come visit it, they can play both kinds and compare them. So
thank you for correcting me there.
They're both very, very similar, and they're both can be very fast.
Yeah, Champion Bermuda is what you have at Old Waverly, which, again, is another hybrid Bermuda. And Tiff Eagle over at Mossy Oak. And like I said, we've been seeing that all over the place, Dave.
Yeah, I think, a lot of these really nice courses down in the South, they tried to put in Bend, and some of the ones even were in operation before Waverly came into being had Bend greens, and people would go play those. But you have to keep them so wet in the summer that they're mushy, and you just can't hold a good tournament on them. And when they went to the Champions or the Tiff Eagle, you can make them hard and fast and in the middle of summer, and they really made a much more competitive. And the handicaps on the courses that did that went up a good bit, too, because of the greens.
Well, I think by now our listeners get the idea that these new surfaces, number one, take away the excuses that you might have had over the years. Especially for bad putters. On some of these old, bumpy, grainy greens, you could make a putt by accident. You're really not going to do that on these new strains of grass. But at the same time, like I said, they can get them as fast as they want to, and you better be confident in your stroke when you do that. But it's nice to know that when you hit a putt on the intended line, if you do everything correctly, you got a pretty good chance of making that putt.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just played Old Waverly last weekend, and those greens are the best they've ever been right now. So it's just been a good time of the year for the grass.
Yeah, that's good news to hear. Well, I think now that the one thing that we'll be able to determine is takes a little getting used to these greens. Speed and distance control are absolutely the most important factor at this time of the year, and that is another byproduct of using the putting arc.
Yeah, I think it's just something that we were always recommended: get your own putting arc, use it 4 or 5 minutes every day, and you can really quickly develop a good putting stroke. And if you look at the videos and see what you're trying to do, you really understand what you're trying to do. You're not moving that putter in a curve; it's moving on back and forth and basically a straight line on an inclined plane. So. Yeah. What you see when you look down is a curve, but you're basically moving it back and forth fairly straight. So,
all right, folks.
And you're not trying to move it in a curve, which some people misunderstand that. You really don't want to do that.
That's right. All right, folks, you heard it. This is the way to make more birdies using the putting arc. Speaking of birdies, you have a new product that might result in a lot more birdies. Tell us about this one, Dave. You shocked me on it.
Yeah, I sent you some information. It's called the Cat Stop, spelled with a K. So we have a website, catstop.com, with a K. And my wife and I were, or she was watching there. We had a bird feeder in the backyard, and our cat jumped up 6 feet in the air and stole a bird off the bird feeder. And
whoa.
She told me about it, and he's sort of a predatory feral cat anyway, lives out in the barn. And so I got thinking about it, and I came up with a design where you can load the bird feeder at a lower height and then raise it up about 18 inches. And so far, we hadn't had any, and the squirrels were getting up there, too. So far, we hadn't had any squirrels or cats, and I've got four of them in my yard, and they all work well. So we start marketing under catstop.com, and it's sort of related to the putting arc. So we're going to do all the marketing and manufacturing and sales through the putting arc. So if somebody wants to order one, they order through the puttingarc.com website, and we've been in business almost 20 years. So it's something that's not just a fly-by-night operation, but it's a high-quality product made with stainless steel and galvanized steel that'll last years and years, and just well-built. It's a very unique design. We have a patent pending on it, and hopefully it'll do pretty good one of these days. So we're just introducing it this week. A magazine, Living Bird, produced by Cornell University, just came out and has an ad in there. So it's sort of fun. We're just having a lot of fun with it right now.
Dave, you never cease to surprise me when I call. I never know what I'm going to find out. It's always a pleasure. Folks, you heard it right here. Dave Hamilton from the Putting Arc, feeding the birds of America, but starving some of the cats and squirrels. So it's a little bit of a trade-off. But there you go. Dave, great to talk to you again. PuttingArc.com. That's our Putting Corner for this week.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Tony. Always great to get Dave's insight on the putting aspects of the game. As we saw on the tour last week, Jason Kokrak in his first win picked up over 10 and a half shots, strokes gained on the putting surface, 3.5 in the final round alone. Our October product of the month is putting. It is the Pyramid Putter. You really ought to check out this company. It's revolutionizing the putting game, and we're making an opportunity available for you to win your own Pyramid Putter. Hop over to our Instagram page, follow the contest rules on the post there, and you may, if you listen to our podcast on October 26th, win your own very own Pyramid Putter. Podcasts can be heard on Apple, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, or now on radio.com. It is the Golf Talk Live 19th hole Monday night edition, where we'll recap the tournaments of the weekend and just chat a little golf in a relaxed atmosphere. We're going to take a step away for a word from our sponsors. You are listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Join Golf Talk Live as they take the show on the road to Ireland. Six rounds of golf, six nights in Dublin, Portmarnock, Royal Dublin, Balltray Links, the K Club, the European Club, and Portmarnock Links. Go to Ireland with Golf Talk Live from September 25th to October 4th, 2021. Email Alan at golftalklive.net. That's A-L-L-E-N at golftalklive.net for more details.
In this rapidly changing real estate world, it is imperative you have the expert advice of a global leader. With over 15,000 offices worldwide, Colliers International offers you the solution to maximizing your property value. Relieve the stress of finding that perfect space, sourcing new tenants, or managing your assets. Colliers is a full-service real estate firm dedicated to providing solutions to your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling, accelerate success with Colliers International. Connect with a partner in your area today at colliers.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Tommy Lasorda. You're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back on Golf Talk Live. Joining us again this week, we ran into him last week at a charity golf outing at the Cadence Corner Foundation event in Yardley, PA at Makefield Highlands. This time, we're talking about a golf event being held at his course. We're talking about John Rusk, and we're talking about Lulu Country Club and the Hunter Soccer Golf Outing. John, welcome back once again to Golf Talk Live.
I feel like a superstar, Alan. I've been on the show so many times this year.
Well, you know, you have the same level of interest in what's going on with you personally and Lulu as I think Trump and Biden right about now. So the last time I saw you, well, let's just get this part out of the way before we talk about the Hunter Soccer event, which is a tremendous golf event, and I'm sure you have a few thoughts on that. They've been with you a number of years. Last I saw you, 18 mulligans, shot 17 under, didn't win the charity golf event. What happened there?
Well, like I said, I don't want to throw anybody in the bus, but I guess, obviously, there's no way I don't buy 18 mulligans and lose. I'm known to win every outing I play in. That's why I buy 18 mulligans. And somehow we lost. But you know what? It's a great call. That out in Cape's Corner is a wonderful thing that I know you're deeply involved with. So it's a wonderful outing, and Lulu was just happy to be involved. And I was very fortunate that I was able to play in it, and look forward to the next 20 years doing that.
Absolutely, and we greatly appreciate the support for the Cadence Corner outing. Again, cadencecorner.com, corner with a K. If you'd like to check out that event. And yes, I am very involved in that. And we appreciate your support. But let's talk now about the Hunters Soccer Golf Outing at your place on Monday, October 26th, who another member of Golf Talk Live is very involved in a golf outing. And that is our producer, Eddie Chiesa. Tell us about Hunters Soccer. I think it's been there 8 years now.
Yeah, they've been there, I want to say it's about 6 years, but
okay.
So let's talk about Eddie. We call him Eddie Calzone at Lulu. So we love Eddie. He does a great thing with the Hunters Soccer Club. They've been here 6 years. They've grown it every year. They've played in bad weather. They've played in good weather. They've played through COVID. So they'll be over here this Monday, and we're excited to have those guys here again. I can't wait to see Eddie Calzone running around.
Well, he has indicated that he has already been out practicing. He is ready to take on the Ross Restoration there at Lulu. So look out.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if he's been practicing. You're probably working him to death. You know, I know how you do it.
Yeah.
But we love Eddie. Eddie's great. And the Hunters Soccer Club, like I said, if you're looking for a good call, that's another good call to help those kids out in Upper Dublin.
So the Hunters Soccer event, like many events, postponed. We talked about this a little bit when you were briefly on the show last week. You've seen that a lot of these charity events have been postponed, either postponed to 2021, moved to the fall. You're doing a lot of events now. Give me a sense as to what you're seeing with the charity events in the market.
I'm seeing participation is through the roof for the charity events, but where the charities are really struggling is they're uncomfortable going to a restaurant saying, hey, can you donate a meal? So where you can bid on a meal, or go to an auto mechanic. Hey, can you give a free oil change? It's uncomfortable because people are losing jobs and they're losing their livelihoods right now. So what golf courses have done, like Lulu, is we've given them, you know, instead of giving them one or two foursomes, we're giving them a six or seven to raffle off to help them raise more money for their outing, because it's just hard for charities to go to restaurants like they normally do and ask for a donation when they're struggling so much right now.
Absolutely. And for those of you that have not been involved in the coordination of a golf outing there in the listening audience, the raffles are such a huge component. And that's what you're speaking about, John, is the raffles at the end, after the golf itself, is where you're really raising a lot of funds.
Yeah, and you know that. You've helped run a lot of great outings. That's when you're making all your money for the most part.
Right.
You're making very little on the actual golf portion of it, but you're making most of it on the raffles, and that's where you've got to go to these local businesses and try to get some items for raffles. It's just tough to do that right now. So we try to help the outings as much as we can, whether it's a membership. We've given out, like Cadence Corner, we gave out a membership that we raffled off and raised some good money, or some foursomes like that. And that's what golf courses need to do, in my opinion, to help these outings out right now.
Well, you've also done something else. You touched on it, and I think it's so important that I want to bring it back up again this week, is you've created something really kind of special there at Lulu.
We have. We started the Lulu Family Foundation, where we've raised roughly $25,000 or $30,000, and we're basically going to food banks, and we're backing Cisco trucks up right to these food banks to help fill them back up. Like I said, people are strugging. We've helped buy clothes for people. We're pretty much doing anything we can as a club right now, because golf is one of the few businesses that is doing well. Other businesses are struggling. Golf is up 25 or 30% across the board.
Right.
So we're trying to do our part.
Right. I know for a fact, because we see each other around town in Yardley quite a bit. You've actually been in some of these food banks. It's probably pretty personally rewarding to know the impact you're making on people.
It is. This is the first time I've ever stepped foot in the bank, and I've talked to people to help this, and then it's scary that people don't have food right now. It stinks, but, you know, golf courses have got to do what they can do to help people out right now.
Right, right. So, John, again, Hunter Soccer Golf Outing, great cause, being played at your place, Lulu Country Club, on Monday, October 26th. If someone wished to have a golf outing, here's your opportunity. Shameless plug, my friend. Go ahead and tell us how we find you.
You can email us at golfshop@lulucc.com, or give us a call at the pro shop at 215 215- 576-7030.
Excellent. And please take care of Eddie Calzone this Monday.
We will. I appreciate you having us on again, Alan.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, bud.
We're going to take a step away for a word from our sponsors. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Now back to Golf Talk Live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Gary Player.
You're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And welcome back to Golf Talk Live. Eddie Chiazzo, happy to be with you. And with me on the line, the chairman of the board of Hunter Soccer Club, the reason we're at Lulu Country Club today, Ralph Bocchino. Mr. B, welcome back to Golf Talk Live.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Well, so a brand new clubhouse here at Lulu. And a brand new year, a bit of a challenging year for the golf business, for local organizations like Hunter Soccer Club, but we got through it, and we are about to embark on another great outing on Monday. This is the seventh year. How did we get here?
Ed, it's been a long time. I don't know. We've tried to grow this as best we can for the kids. It's one of our primary fundraisers, and the people at Lulu have been spectacular, especially John, the pro. He's just been great with us. He loves working with the community. We've been in the Glenside community since 1962, and Lulu has been there for a very, very long time. So it's truly a wonderful relationship, and it's mutually beneficial for all of us. But we couldn't do it without John and all the great people at Lulu.
Yep, and again, this is the seventh Hunter Soccer Club outing. We have Chairman of the Board, Ralph Bocchino, on the line. And, I mean, there's a reason that Hunter kind of embarked on this journey to start a golf outing 7 years ago. So can you explain to the listeners, I guess, what role this outing plays for Hunter Soccer Club?
Well, we're a nonprofit volunteer group. We're a community group that supports all the kids of the Glenside area, but we have no boundaries. Kids can come from all over and play with us like you did, Ed.
So, they can come from Roxboro?
Yeah, we love the kids from Roxborough, so we don't have any geographical boundaries. But primarily it's Abington and some Cheltenham and some locals. But we've been around since 1962, and when you are involved in a volunteer group, there's all types of pitfalls, pratfalls, and headaches in trying to run a organization, and we've hit some really tough times, especially with finances. And what we did was we started a soccer tournament, the Jack Walsh tournament, back in 1992, and that truly helps us. But we've tried to embark in a lot of programs that give back, including scholarships to our senior players, people that have been at Hunter for years and have stayed loyal to the blue and white, and we give scholarships to our senior student players. We also were really a group of dedicated volunteers, and we believe that everybody should play, and that if you can't afford the registration or the uniforms, listen, we take care of that. So we take care of hardships, and we give presidential scholarships. And Hunter's president, Bill Manchester, and his right arm, Tommy Brower, are doing great things. My own son, Rafe Bocchino, is heading up the intramural program, so the legacy continues. And these are tireless volunteers. So the golf fundraiser, we needed to fill some of the gaps to take care of our scholarships that we give out, and scholarships for people that can't afford it. And we have a lot of expenses and overhead, and we'd never like to raise the cost for all the parents. So we try to keep things pretty reasonable. And, you know, when I look around at some other clubs, like with our Pee Wee program, we start them at age three, and we believe in giving them jerseys, a sense of team, a sense of teamwork. We get them their own balls, Hunter soccer balls with our logo and emblem, and, you know, we provide a place for them to play. Plus, we provide training. So many of our parents are so good, and they volunteer and they help, but some of them don't know the nuances of soccer. So we do bring in professional trainers for kids of all ages. So, again, all this cost. So we try to offset the cost by having fundraisers. And the golf outing is something that has really helped us keep costs and expense at a minimum for all our parents. So that's one of the major reasons for the golf fundraiser. Plus, we have a very good time. Lulu's a beautiful course, and we get treated royally there.
All right. So that's where it fits into the fold. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to play some golf. Our listeners are going to hear this on Saturday morning, but we will be teeing up at 1 p.m. at the beautiful Lulu Country Club on Monday the 26th. Chairman of the board, Ralph Bocchino. Mr. B, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Eddie. Anytime. You take care, and good luck with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, Eddie. Looking forward to hearing about what a wonderful, successful event you have Monday at Lulu Country Club. You've been involved with that for a number of years now, haven't you?
I have, and every year it keeps getting better, Alan. Really. This year we have the new clubhouse to look forward to at Lulu Country Club, so I'm really excited for the players to see that and to see some of the awesome changes at the course. All for the better, sir.
Restoration of Donald Ross design. John Rusk has been doing an amazing job over there, as has his entire team. The clubhouse is absolutely beautiful. Eddie, we're approaching the end of this round of Golf Talk Live.
Only the show. I am going to golf on Monday, so I am very excited.
There you go. That hasn't happened in a little while.
June was the last time I got out.
Folks, if you'd like to find us on our podcast, you can find us at Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, Spotify, or radio.com.
Radio.com. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Just added us. Also, check out our Instagram account at Golf Talk Live. We have a contest running. It runs until Monday for a pyramid putter. Check out the contest over there on our Instagram account. You can also find us on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter. Facebook, Golf Talk Live. Twitter, TL Golf Talk Live. Eddie, I guess it's almost time to put the flag stick in.
I think it is, Alan. Thanks so much for having us this week, and thanks so much for featuring the Hunter Soccer Club golf outing. Really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a great event, and we hope it's only successful. Folks, you're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Sponsored by Norris Sales Company, the one-stop shop for all of your contractors' equipment rentals, sales tools, and safety supplies for your project. Visit them at norrissales.com. And in part by Black Cat Cigar Company, world famous and available at Germantown Pike in East Narton. And by Kutztown Auto, Eastern Pennsylvania's Cadillac, Buick, and GMC dealer. Mainland Golf Club and Bella Vista Golf Club, Montgomery County's complete golf experience. By Destination Montco Golf, promoting the game in Pennsylvania's golf capital. By Antigua, the official apparel company of Golf Talk Live.
The Sheraton Atlantic City, the perfect hotel for business or fun. By Ravensclaw Golf Club, Montgomery County's top-ranked daily fee course, hosting the business leaders of the golf world for the 30th International Network of Golf Spring Conference. And by Westover Country Club, 50 years and still your golf and event leader.